G, get ready to jump on any problem areas. Okay, so this is how it works. And I've had to deal with this with a couple of clients in the past and so forth. Typically what happens is that you're working for a job for a period of time. So a period of time elapses, you're going on autopilot, you're getting acclimated to the job, you're liking what you're doing, there's not a problem, and then boom, a problem pops up. And there is this natural inclination to freak out. Trust me, I've been there personally, I know the feeling. There's nothing sexy about being in a situation where you think everything is resolved, and then all of a sudden somebody contacts you and says, yeah, we've got a problem. Nah, player, you don't wanna hear that. So what ends up happening is that most people go into shutdown panic mode. First they panic, because they're thinking this is basically meaning the end of what they've been doing. They love the job, they like what they're doing, and now it's all screwed up. And then after they panic, they kind of shut down, like, oh God, there's nothing I can do. No, there is something you can do. When this is brought to your attention, take a second, okay? Find out what the concern is, find out what you need to do to address this concern, and then address it accordingly. Some of those things, like I was talking about in earlier videos, if it's a disqualifying type of situation, if it's something that you didn't list in the background and so forth like that, you didn't hide anything. I'm assuming you didn't hide anything. If this came up because you completely were unaware that this was something that you have to deal with, those things happen. Don't let that beat you down and make you feel like, oh man, my whole world is just falling apart. Take a moment, reevaluate what is the issue that they have a concern with. What is it they need from you in order to rectify that concern, and then go forth and handle it accordingly. Now, some of that may require you to do a little bit more. Depending on nature, you may have to avail yourself of whatever internal process they have or agency process they have for challenging it if they're thinking about letting you go. Some of this may involve you contacting an attorney and talking up for legal counsel with regards to any particular issues that you have in your case. And some of it may be talking to your loved ones, because you may have to be in the unfortunate position of having to leave the job because of the nature of the circumstance, and trying to figure out how are you going to use this job in such a way to do whatever job you need in the future, which means you might, you know, if you have a great rapport with one of your supervisors, you may ask them, will they be willing to do a reference check for you because you're having to leave under these circumstances. Whatever the situation presents itself, don't fold up like a deck of cards and think, oh God, I can't do nothing, man. Oh! No. Don't fold up and think that because of these circumstances that there's nothing for you to do. You are in control of your circumstances. So when you find yourself in this position where somebody tells you, this is the deal, we're not happy about this, what you gonna do about it? Don't fold up and automatically assume there's nothing you can do. Now, don't get me wrong, let me pause. There may be some circumstances where the nature of what they've revealed results in them having to let you go, and the only thing you're doing at that point is either fighting or just dealing with it and just keep on moving. That's an unfortunate reality that a lot of people have to face. I just don't want you to believe that you have to buck up and just take it. If you have opportunities within the company's hierarchy or within the organization, because you're working for the government, to be able to utilize processes, to be able to challenge whatever is happening, jump on it quick, fast, and in a hurry. This is your livelihood, and I want you to do everything humanly possible to protect it and protect yourself as much as possible.